Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayin Daf Pi Aleph in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're here in the Agadates towards the end of the Masechta. We're starting a few lines down the Daf. Says the word Ksiv Venasasani Mimitzrayim Ukvartani Bikvurosom. So Yaakov Avinu says that he wants to be taken out of Mitzrayim and be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Kol Hendu Mahu Minaki. Meaning Yaakov Avinu is at his level wherever he is. There or in Eretz Yisrael. What does he care so much to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Says there is something here. There's a reason not to be buried in Chutz Lartz. There's a reason over here. Shubin Levi Omad Dvorim Begav. There's a reason over here. Mahu Dvorim Begav. So what is the reason? Says the Pasuk, I want to walk in front of Hashem in the land of life. What's land of life? The Chori talk about Tzur and Kisrin, meaning the areas where they have, the economy is booming. Taman Zulo, Taman Tzuvo, there things are cheap, there's a lot of food, that's where you live. So what does it mean, Eretz Tzachayim? Shem Elokish B'Sheva Kapro, Eretz Shemeseyo Choyim Tchilo Yemois HaMashiach. The place where people live first in Yemois HaMashiach. When they'll be Tchias HaMesim, who comes out first? The ones that are buried in Eretz Yisrael. Matam, what's the source? Noise neshama le'am aleil. There comes the neshama to the ones who are there in Eretz Yisrael. And let me atar b'seinu shebegoy livsedus. You want to tell me the people that are buried in Chutzlars, they're abundant, they're buried in Chutzlars, will lose out? So the Gemara amav simayim machli the Kodesh Baruch Hu lifnei emes haaretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and makes tunnels in the Eretz. V'mizgalgalim kenoiders. They roll in these mechilos in these tunnels and they come to Eretz Yisrael. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, then the neshama comes back. They have tchias haMesiv only in Eretz Yisrael, but their bodies will be rolling to Eretz Yisrael, and then they'll live here. What's the source? And I'll bring you to the Eretz Yisrael, and then I'll put the ruach in you, and you'll live. So the ruach comes only once they get to Eretz Yisrael. Says more Rav Chayyo Shal Rav Chalbur, Rav Chalvu Shal Rav Imi, Rav Imi Shal Rav Blazer. So the whole list of people that were asked, these to have some say, Khanino Shola Bishum and Levi. They asked the following question. Afil Kigon Yerovam bin Navate Chaveirov. You tell me Tchiasim is for the ones who are buried in Eretz Yisrael. What about Yerovam bin Navat? The big Russia that's buried in Eretz Yisrael. Will he come up to Tchiasim Esim? Omele, so they answered. Gofris v'melach straight for Kolarzo. Akash Bogu burned Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Golos. And that was the kapara for the ones that are buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the words that explain, there was a whole list of people asking questions. What's the answer? Micah, don't worry, see from here. Sex Bogor explains, when Eretz Yisrael is burned, that's Midas Adin that goes on the ones that are buried here, they were showing they were buried, they were burned, and that was the Midas Adin, and then they could come back to Chias HaMesim. Seven years Eretz Yisrael was burnt. This bris, the covenant that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to burn Eretz Yisrael when they go to Golos, was for one Shavua, means for 7 years. There were Kusim that were left in Eretz Yisrael, they were living in Eretz Yisrael. How could they live in a land that's being burned for 7 years? How did they grow anything? How did they plant anything? Says the Gemara that Piyav on base. Matlios, oyston is refus. What the burn? Eretz Yisrael wasn't burned one time. The entire Eretz Yisrael was living in pieces of land. This piece was burned, then another piece, then another piece. So while the other one piece was burned, they planted in the other piece. Ksiv ve'ata pashchu v'chol yoshvei beisecho telchu b'shevi u'bavil tavoi v'sham tamus v'sham tikaver. So Pashchu was a kohen who caused tzoros to Yirmiyah, and this is the pasuk saying about his punishment. And the punishment says that if you go to Bavel, he's going to die there and he's going to bury there. So says the Gemara, Rav Abba, Barzim, Noamar, Rav Chalmur, Rav Chalmur, Bar Chanino, Chadomar, Meis, Shavanik, Vashom, he died there and he was buried there. And there what? Yesh, B'yodah, Shtai. That's two different punishments. One is to die, and one is to be buried. Meis, Shavanik, Varkan, Yesh, B'yodah, someone who dies there and is buried in Eretz Yisrael, so he has one klal, he gets one punishment. The other one says no. As long as someone is buried in Eretz Yisrael, then he rectifies the fact that he died in Chutz Lartz. So that's why there the Pashkur said he's not only going to die in Chutz Lartz, he's going to be buried there, so he won't have Kapor being buried in Eretz Yisrael. The legs of a person, they are his aravim, they are the guarantors to bring him wherever he needs to be, wherever he has to die. Because there's a place where someone has to die, that's the gzeira. He has to die in a certain place, and therefore he needs to get there, and his legs will bring him there. Ksiv vayom Hashem yifates achov v'yal v'yipol b'ramos gilut. It says by Achov, Shmuel Kivyochel said, who is going to seduce Achov to come to Ramos Gilod? He's going to die over there. What's the big thing? Why has to die there? He should die somewhere else. You see, every person has a specific destination where he's supposed to die. And the legs bring him over there. Nothing more brings a story. Story brought down also in the Bavli. Alachiru ve'achio, these two people, train iskav tirai the Shleimer. They were two seferim of Shleimer. They were the scribes of Shleimer. Shleim HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis looking at them and crunching his teeth, meaning he's unhappy. So Shleim HaMelech felt, oh, what's the Malach HaMavis is looking at them? He needs to kill them. And Shleim HaMelech wanted to save them. This is different than the Bavli. The Bavli said he sent them to Luz. But what the Yerushalmi says is they put him in the Chalal, they put him in the middle of the world, middle of the air. And he felt maybe Malach HaMavis was able to reach them over there. Ozol v'nastur mitamon. So came Malach HaMavis and took them from there. Also kaim le'gochi le'kablei. Then he sees Malach HaMavis laughing in front of him. Omele ha'ish shayso avisei ichuk v'shinayich. V'kadonat gochi lo. What's going on over here? Before, you looked a little upset. You're crunching your teeth. And now you're all laughing. What's going on over here? Omele rechmona di'intziv la'achiru v'achio min chalolo. Tell you, Hashem told me to take, to kill from the middle of the air. Who's going to bring me over there and I'll be able to take them from there? I need to take them from that place. Who's going to bring them there? Because we'll put in your heart, are you going to think you're going to save them by putting them over there? Begin the Navi Shlichus. So I will be able to make my Shlichus. That's why he's laughing. He says, look how, because Kishbuk is Messiah, that they were in the place where they're supposed to be when they died. Also, Shlomo HaMelech went, took care of them, took away from the Chalol, and he's the one who took care of their burial. Sigma train Broye de Reuven bar Istrabilus. There's two children, two sons, to Reuven bar Istrabilus. Talmidui de Rebbe. They're Talmidim of Rebbe. Again, he sees Malach HaMavis crunching his teeth and looking at them. So he says, probably he wants to kill them. I'll send them to the south. Maybe by going to the south, they have Golos, they will be saved. So they went there, and the Malach HaMavis took them from there. Another example, the Malach HaMavis needs them to be in a certain place in order to kill them. Ula used to go down to Bavel, and he was about to die over there. Shori Bochi started crying. Amuli Malach Bochi, what are you crying so much? Anu Maskei Loch La'arad Yisrael, we'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. You bury in Eretz Yisrael. Amalonu Maya Anuli, what does it help me? Ana Moivid Margulisi Goy Ariwa Mesavto. I'm losing my jewel, I'm losing my neshama there in a Talmudic country. You see, the big milo that Ula Nechusa felt was to die in Eretz Yisrael. Not only to bury in Eretz Yisrael, but to die in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the same thing someone who gives up his neshama, who dies, in the hands of his mother, Eretz Yisrael, that someone who gives up his neshama in the hands of a nechriya, of a foreign woman, a different country. Meir was about to die in this country called Asya. Omar, Imri Libni Eretz Yisrael, go tell people in Eretz Yisrael, HaMeshichit Choyin Dit Choyin. This is your rope, meaning I belong to Eretz Yisrael. I feel okay, and even so, he didn't rely on that someone's going to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Put me on the sea. Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by seas, connected to the seas. So Yimele, if you put his coffin in the sea, it's going to flow to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara goes on and says, Shiva Yomim Sevim is Eretz Yisrael, the seven seas around Eretz Yisrael. Yama Rabo, that's the Mediterranean. Yama de Tverio, that's the Kinneret. Yama de Samchu, Yama de Milcho, the Dead Sea, Yama de Chulto, Yama de Shilyas, and Yama de Afmayo. And the Yama de Afmayo, these are the seven seas. So the Gemara Vayiko, Yama de Chometz, another Loshen is Yama de Chomin, what about the sea? Says the Gemara, and the Afmayo, Diklitinois hikvo nehorois vasoi. That's not a natural sea, that's a man-made sea. There was a king called Diklitinois who put the water together, closed that area, and created the sea, and that's why it's not one of the seven seas that surround Eretz Yisrael. But in any case, the Gemara just brings that because we said the Ramei relied on the fact that all the seas connect Eretz Yisrael, so putting his coffin in the sea will bring him to Eretz Yisrael. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Pei Aleph.